The 25th annual Rollin' on the River kicks off at 5 o'clock this evening in Keokuk's Victory Park. The two-day event brings together a mix of nationally known musicians and local talent. Organizing committee member Randy Fish says it's hard to believe Rollin' on the River has been around for a quarter century.
We laugh with each other on the committee that we must have been doing something right all these years. Although we personally haven't been involved for 25 years, there are several people on the committee who have from day one. And it began the first year, anyway, was south of Victory Park. The exact location I'm not certain of, and they had Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Mm-hmm. And then the following year, as I understand it, they got a grant from the Iowa Arts Council and decided on blues as a genre, since it is an iconic American music genre, of course, and has influenced everybody from Elvis Presley to the Rolling Stones and you name it. You know. So that's what was decided on in the second or third year, and it's been blues ever since.
How has it grown over the years? How has Rollin' on the River expanded over the years?
We recently, several years ago, we became 501c3 through the federal government, so it allowed us to do several things. One thing is where we became eligible for grants. Along with that, we established a scholarship program where a high school senior that majors in music applies for a scholarship. We gave two of them last year and one this year. In fact, one of the last year's scholarship winners will be in our future, the Blues Jam, on Saturday afternoon. And that's another thing that is new that we've expanded on. We also have an instrument refurbishing program where if you've got an old band instrument in your closet and you bring it down to the festival, you can get in free, or you can give it to us anytime, and we'll have it appraised by Meister Music here in town. And you get the appraisal value, so you can write it off, and then we'll lend it to a student who wants to get into the musical arts in high school or grade school and doesn't have the money to rent or buy an instrument. And it seems that the attendance has gone up over the years as well, because we've been able to, we have several people on a committee who know their stuff and they know how to find these bands and figure out if they're going to be in the right place, maybe on the way from Chicago to Kansas City or vice versa, and we catch them on the way through or something like that. And we've been able to get some outstanding music over the years, such that people who don't even know who these bands are in some cases know it's going to be good, and they come down anyway and they bring their kids and they have a good time.
What are we looking at for tonight?
Well, at 5 in the tent, isn't free in the tent. It doesn't cost anything to get in there. It's Illinois John Fever. And then on stage at 6:30 is a band from Louisiana, Missouri, called King Benny. He played for us several years ago with a woman from St. Louis named Barbara Carr. She won't be there this year, but they're a good band to start off with. Then there's a national act at 8 o'clock in the form of Anthony Gomes, and the people in the blues world think a lot of him. He's a rock and blues guy. He's a scorching guitar player. And then from Kansas City at 9:45 is Samantha Fish, and she's a newcomer that has no relations, but who has who has really taken the blues world by storm and been playing all over the country ever since. So a lot of people are looking forward to seeing her.
And then Saturday becomes really an all-day event. I believe we start just after noon or so on Saturday and run throughout the night. What are we looking at?
Well, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we start with Rayanne School of Dance. They're a local little dance troupe here, and they bring a lot of people with them. And then after that, at about 1:45, we have the Celtic Storm Irish Dance Troupe. And at 2:30 is the Harmonica Clinic, where the first 100 young people that show up get a harmonica to keep. And then we have a harmonica instructor who teaches them the basics of harmonica. It gets pretty wild down there for a while. It's pretty funny. But they get an instruction book and the harmonica, and they can take them home, and who knows, you know, maybe they'll play all their lives, maybe they never will, but it's a lot of fun to watch, and they have a good time with it. Then at about 3:45 in the afternoon, we have featuring Dane Custer, who was our scholarship winner last year, will come back from QU and play around with us, along with this 10-year-old guitar prodigy named Jake Eves from Weaver, Iowa. He's fun to watch. It's a little kid that looks hardly big enough to pick up a guitar, but he's getting better and better and better all the time. And we kidded him in saying we're going to have to put him on stage next year before he gets too big and forgets who we are. So, and then whoever, it's kind of an organic thing as it was last year. In fact, last year, one of our Friday performers hung around to look around the area, and he jumped in too. And if people jump in and jump out, and our harmonica instructor jumps in and out, and we'll play around like that till 5 o'clock or so, and then the stage shows start on Saturday at 5:45 with the Mississippi Valley Blues Challenge winners, Rock Island Rollers, and they're a lot of fun. They're a jazzy blues kind of group with horns and keyboards. They're a good way to start it off. And then we have a St. Louis rock and blues band named Mississippi Fever back. They were here several years ago. And then we have a national act and international act, Papa Chubby, and a lot of people from Quincy and all around the area are really looking forward to seeing him. He's got a lot of fans out there. And then we're going to finish it with a older blues guy from Los Angeles, originally from Houston, named Guitar Shorty. And he'll be a real good way to finish this whole thing off, we think.
Organizing committee member Randy Fish says if the weather holds, as many as 6,000 people could attend each night of this year's Rollin' on the River. He says the crowd will come from throughout the Midwest. Fish says attendees are encouraged to bring lawn chairs and a non-perishable food item for a local food pantry. Tri-State's Public Radio is one of the sponsors for this year's Rollin' on the River. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.